Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So we really are crossing over. Check it out. We just gonna go straight into it because we kind of took care of that business yesterday. So we're gonna get right into it today. Today we're gonna pick up where we left off yesterday. Yesterday, first of all, the name of the show. The name of the show is When Experience Doesn't Make You Stronger. Normally, you become stronger in an area where you have a lot of experience because you know what to do. You understand the concepts. Your training is something that you can rely on. You can normally shine over people who may be rookies in the game and don't know exactly how to play it like you do. So yesterday, we talked about how in sports, particularly impact sports, or should I say contact sports like football and basketball, but especially football, the more experience you have in the game, the actually worse you get. Now, you know what? One thing I didn't talk about yesterday is what if you are, like, let's say, an offensive lineman. You know, offensive linemen last a long time in the NFL compared to other skilled positions. The offensive lineman almost lasts as long as quarterbacks do. But the experience that offensive linemen get definitely helps them to be able to command their price in the NFL. Queen Matsu Mayini, Queen Monica is all up in the house, and it's her birthday. Hey, hey, oh, yes, it is. Queen Monica is all up in the place. Good to see me, son. You, ma? Now I'm saying I hope this birthday is and will be and has been the greatest ever. You know what I'm saying? Love me some you. That's what I'm talking about. All right. If you are an offensive lineman in NFL, you know, and you really learn that technique, it gives you an advantage over other rookies who may be coming in and they don't really understand how to be an offensive lineman in the NFL. But as all of that smashing, tackling, blocking, it takes a toll on your body. And so at the end of your career, if your knees are worth anything, and you know, offensive linemen are fat. No, not big. A lot of times they be fat. At the end of your career, a lot of times they have a host of health problems, physical health problems that plague them often for the rest of their lives. So it's tough. But that experience that they had has not made them stronger. It has not made them stronger. So that's just one incident or one example in which your experience may not make you stronger. Yeah. What doesn't kill you will make you stronger. Do you subscribe to that? Do you use that term? Do other people use it on you? Does it get on your nerves? When you hear other people say something like that, does it make you angry, frustrated, pissed off? Does it irk you? Irk you to your soul, baby. Does it irk you to your soul? Your soul. When experience doesn't make you stronger, when experience is not the best teacher, in the case of abuse, in the case of when you've been abused by somebody, we were talking about women yesterday when we left off yesterday. Think about if you're a woman and you have spent your life or a large portion of your life being pushed around, smacked up, intimidated, punched, kicked, slapped, maybe even whipped. And this ain't the funny type of whip. I'm talking about the whip that, you know, like they might actually take a belt off and try to get busy on you. But one of the worst parts of physical abuse, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what is the worst part, but one of the worst parts about physical abuse is that it often comes along with the emotional abuse. It often comes along with the emotional abuse. So, like, yo, my eye is doing a thing on me. Like, I'm feeling like I'm seeing something out the corner of my right eye, which would be the left eye for y'all. You know, like a hair or something. It was giving me fits earlier today. You know, I had like an eye itch ache. So I'm thinking like my allergies are on tilt, going all crazy. But let's continue. Oftentimes when you suffer physical abuse, it often comes with mental and emotional abuse. So not only do you get your ass kicked or get beat up on a regular basis, but you also are made to be afraid before all of that happens. The anxiety that comes along with it. So you know that when he comes home that he's probably been drinking or he's had a bad day because he's mad at the world, mad anger issues. And he's definitely going to find a way to put his hands on you and then he's going to end the night off saying that you made him do it. He really don't want to do it. He don't really want to do it, but you be making him do it. None of it is true, but the point is that this is your MO and this is how it goes down for you. And this is how you live in your life. Is it making you stronger though? You got a lot of experience with getting your ass kicked. Is it making you stronger? You got a lot of experience with being intimidated and afraid and anxious and probably even depressed. Is it making you stronger though? It didn't kill you. It didn't kill you yet. It didn't kill you yet. Well, I really needed a toothpick. I can't stand having anything stuck in my teeth. That should be irking me. Can y'all see it? Okay. Yeah. Hello? Hold on. Okay. Well, I'm mad. Hold on. We'll keep that plugged in. Okay. So yeah. It didn't kill you. He didn't kill you. She didn't kill you. Because it could be a man. It could be a man. There have been plenty of men that have been abused. I had a rough day, y'all. But we're going to get through it. Sucrecia toi. Thanks for coming on through, ma. Thanks for coming on by. And she carried right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Jeff Hawk. Yeah. Yo, he walks that walk and he talks that talk. What's going on, my man, Jay Hawk? Jeffrey Hawkins all up in the house. How you feeling, my dude? So, yeah, they say what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. I mean, that sounds encouraging, right? It sounds good. But in this case of when we're talking about somebody being abused, have those experiences of being abused made you stronger? Has it in some way been good for you? Yeah, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, right? Well, but we got to take the chance. Is this thing on? Do y'all hear that? When I tap the mic, do y'all hear that? On Instagram, no, you ain't going to hear that. You know, that's the phone mic, but this is a real mic. Hooked up. But yeah, can somehow being abused, being afraid, being anxious, being depressed, can that somehow make you stronger? Now, maybe if you make it through it and you're able to reach deep down inside yourself and keep from blaming yourself for the experience that you had and start to see it from a different perspective to the point where maybe you got counseling and maybe even some life coaching to the point where perhaps you finally started to find yourself and believe in yourself, have confidence in yourself, and refuse to be taken unfair advantage of ever again in life. Maybe that is a form of strength. I think that it is. If you have endured something and you have somehow turned that negative experience into a positive experience, I think that you can find strength in that. I think that you can find strength through that. So that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. So Crazy Twice says, Mike? What mic? I don't see no mic. And y'all can't on Instagram. Y'all can't see no mic. I got rid of the mic. Y'all used to be able to see the mic. I put the mic away. I put them silly mics. I put them silly games away. Silly game. No, it's all good, though. Love is love. But, yeah, if you can find some type of deeper level of spirituality, if you can find yourself, if you can find a way to find peace, if you can find a way to be reborn into yourself to the point where now you can have a fresh start, and the experience that you had has been the greatest teacher for you because you learned everything about what you don't want. I believe that, yes, you can be stronger because of that experience. But does it happen that way? That's the question. Does it happen that way? That's the question. Does it happen that way? That's the question. When I left off yesterday, I asked y'all a question about a rescue animal. I asked y'all, have any of y'all had to take care or have adopted or found a rescue animal? That's an animal that has been severely abused throughout its lifetime, regardless of how old or young the animal is. So in the case of a dog or a cat, we're not talking about their dog or cat years. We're talking about the actual years that they have been alive. So maybe for 1 or 2 or 3 years, this animal has not been fed, has been whooped continuously, beaten, left out in the cold, intimidated, scared, fucked up. If you've ever handled a scared cat or dog, one thing about a rescue animal is that they are very, very fearful. You can see them shaking. In the case of a dog, you know, dogs are more accommodating than cats are. A cat is just going to straight stay away from you. Like, I'm not coming near you. Fuck that food. Fuck everything. Until you are out of my sight, I'm not coming around. A dog will hang around and just be scared as shit. You'll see everything trembling on the dog. The legs, torso, ears, nose, head. It's just a ball of nerves. And you, one thing that you will notice with both of them, a dog or a cat, is they will keep urinating on themselves. They are literally scared shitless, or to the point where they are pissed on themselves. Sometimes they shit too. But they are extremely afraid. Extremely afraid. And you will have psychological problems with the animal. It will be very hard to train. Because whoever abused the animal tried to train it by beating it. So that's all they really know, and that's all that they really expect. So here you are trying to be kind to the animal, but at the same time trying to train the animal. And you realize that the animal can't very well be trained. It's fucked up in the head. Abuse. Abuse. One thing about a rescue animal is that it will be extremely hard to make that animal be trained the way you want it to be because it lacks confidence. Animals who perform or are trained are confident animals, especially dogs. You see how dogs look for validation in their masters when they do something. It's like, yeah, throw the frisbee again. Yeah, throw the ball again. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. 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 Dogs, people love dogs because dogs will actually do what you want them to do. They hang out, and they're always happy that you're there. Always. They are delighted that you came through. So if you've ever been around a rescue animal or have adopted a rescue animal, you'll see a lot of characteristics in a rescue animal that you may see in an abused man or woman, especially a woman. And when you see a person that has been through a lot of physical abuse, physical, mental, and emotional abuse, one thing that you will see is consistent with them is that they lack confidence. It is very hard to encourage them and keep them enthusiastic because they still have those horrors and those nightmares and those flashbacks of somebody, you know, scaring them, jumping out on them, jumping on the back of them, fucking them up, hitting them with something, scaring the shit out of them. They have a lot of experience in it, though, right? Has it made them stronger? Probably not in that instance. In that instance, probably not. Probably not. Okay. Okay. Narcil says, in her book, Cicely Tyson talked about her relationship with Miles Davis. She ultimately came to the conclusion that although she loved him unconditionally, she had to do it from a distance. Oh. So, Miles Davis was from the Slapper Hoe tribe. I said Miles Davis was from the Slapper Hoe tribe, baby. Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to say, rest in peace to both of them. Miles Davis was definitely on drugs, so it stands to reason. It stands to reason. It's hard to be a drug abuser and not partake in some other type of abuse at the same time or going along with that. Let's see. When was Miles born? Oh, yeah. When was Miles Davis born?
Miles Davis was born on May 26, 1926.
Oh, shit. He was a Gemini. Yeah, he definitely had no problems with... But if you know what I... I'm not going to get all astrological. I'm not going to get all astrological. Because all men of all signs probably have put their hands on a woman. Some of them, not all of them. You know what I'm talking about. But the Gemini and the twins, they the same one, you know, my friends. And if you listen to the stories I've heard, you'd be like, yo, for real, yo, word? Anyway. Oh, okay. DK, right. You have raised or adopted or been around a rescue animal. He says, my dog was skittish. Jeff Hawker says, it's many a men out here getting abused as well by women or a particular woman. I know of a few. Straight scared of her. Crazy truth. Cal Chamberlain says, and Jeff, abuse is not limited to just women. Some men do experience it. Most won't talk about it, though. I know. When shorties was whooping my ass, I wasn't saying shit. Nobody gonna be looking at me like I'm a punk. Arcel says, I didn't listen when they warned me about getting close to me. Oh, close to one particular crazy chick. you know, Nars, I put up a post on Facebook yesterday. Or was it the day before? Whatever. And you know what it said? It said, I've never known a crazy woman to tell the truth all the time. And I want to know, am I the only one? But the post went on to say, I've never known a crazy woman to tell the truth all the time. They're more likely to say that they can see through sheetrock or some shit. And it's true. They would, look, all the so-called crazy bad bitch, whatever you want to call them, all of the chicks I know that acted crazy all the time, always lied all the time, too. They lie and tell you, yeah, I know where you've been. I know what you did. I saw you. And a lot of times, it's an attempt to get you to tell them. Like, well, since you already told me, I might as well come clean. We had old matching leather Adidas suits from 1986. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, I've never known a chick that all the niggas said, yo, that bitch crazy as shit, and who told the truth all the time. So that kind of puts a hole in that theory about, you know, I ain't about no games. I don't play no games. You know, I don't see why, you know, everybody got to be about it. Yeah, they about that game. They be lying like a motherfucker. When I say that they liable to say some shit like, I can see through sheetrock, I'm dead serious. Like, yo, I can see through the wall. So, like, no, they can't see through walls. You know what they can do? They can clone a phone. You know what they can do? They can install a GPS. You know what they can do? They can install cameras and shit where you didn't know that they had them. That type of shit. You know what they can do? They can pay people to watch you and tell you and report on what time you left. And what time you came back and who was there or who went in, that type shit. But they don't be telling you the truth. Now, I'm dead serious. Let me know if I'm lying. All my niggas out there, if you have dealt with a crazy chick, tell me if she told you the truth all the time. Because the crazy ones that I dealt with, I used to be like, ain't nobody going to believe that shit. Ain't nobody going to believe you. Yo, you bugging. But they will try to convince you. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And that's a form of abuse. That's a form of intimidation, you know, shit like that. They telling you not to make sure that you don't try to lie to them because they gonna find out the truth. Meanwhile, they lying. They lying to you about that. They don't fucking know. Speculation. But if they can get you to tell them, we talking about Geminis, right? They famous for that shit. It's famous for that shit. They be like, you might as well tell me because I already know. And you start spilling your beans. Yeah, they know now, dumbass. But I'm going to stop picking on them. Stop picking on them. Jeff Hawkins says, Miles was rough. Yeah, that all that acid jazz. Cal Chamberlain says, yes, Miles was abusive. I knew his lighting director, and he had seen him in action. Whoa. Cal Chamberlain says, Gemini, them twins never knew which one. you never know which one you got. Woo! Narcel says, no, you're not the only one. They will lie to you. Yo, outlandish shit. Outlandish shit. I know where you went. You know how I know? Because I rode on the underbelly of your car, of the underbelly of your SUV. You know, like Robert De Niro did in Cape Fear. That's me. Bitch, you weigh 350 pounds. You ain't fitting under no car, even if it hits you at high speed. Well, how did I have your address that you went to as blah, 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 blah. Because you tracked my phone on the GPS. I don't know that, though. But them crazy Johns be lying they ass off. And that's part of the abuse. And that's part of the intimidation. It's all a head game. It's all a head game. Does it make you stronger, though? You got a lot of experience with crazy Johns. Does it make you stronger, though? Every crazy John is different from the last crazy John. Am I lying, though? I might be because I'm crazy, right? Nah. Nah, son, nah. My big sis, Robbie Ming, my big sis doing the thing. She's coming through. She's something like a queen for a king. And Rita Reyes, what up, Rita? It's always great to see you come through and see ya. Word, Jeff Hogan says. Never, always lying for the smallest and stupidest stuff, though. Man, I've been lied to. I've been told that, you know, chicks got cancer. Like, yo, as serious as cancer is, you gonna lie and say you had cancer? Oh yeah, I beat it. Beat it? You need to put an egg in your shoe and beat it. Yo. Listen, bottom line is that shit is a form of abuse. And the question is, does it make you stronger? That's all I want to know. Does it make you stronger? Rawr, 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 rawr. Does it make you stronger? Will you be around longer? Can you beat the competition? Can you get out from restrictions? Can you be at the best that you do? Can you always make sure you come through? This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Stemming off from yesterday. Title of the show is When Experience Doesn't Make You Stronger. When your experience doesn't make you stronger. Yo, I need y'all to hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. I need y'all to hit the like button right now. Do it for the God. Be down. Do it. Hit that like button. Share that share button. Find it. Share it. Hit it. Find that share button. Hit that like button. Do it. And share that. Share the show. Find the show. Find that share button. Hit that share button. Yeah, like the show. And subscribe to the channel right now. Yeah, be down with Sun 752 Urban Therapy with Sun. Daily, go get him. Hit that like button. Share the show. Subscribe, y'all. And if you want to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199.
Miles Davis was born on May 26th.
All right, nah. I ain't mean it. Yo, just chill. Okay. So, yeah. Get back to the all right, y'all. So Urban Therapy with Sun Show. When experience doesn't make you stronger, what y'all know? Huh? What you know, baby? What you know? Whoa. All right. So I'm just giving out some examples of when, yeah, you may have a lot of experience in an area, but it has not made you stronger. It could have actually had an adverse effect on you and made you weaker, weak as a man, weak as a woman, even weaker, weak as a child. You know, when a child has been abused or when they've been, you know, there are different forms of abuse, but let's say when a young child has been humiliated, when they've been teased all their lives, when they've been ridiculed all their lives, does it make them stronger? Some may put on an air or a veneer of strength, but are they really strong? Because your true strength is your inner strength. It's what you feel on the inside. You know how strong you are by your intestinal fortitude, your will to win, your will to survive, your refusal to quit. It can be at times when you fear no competition or when you are confident to the point where you are not afraid to compete. You're not afraid to go head up. Like you ready, like, look, we're going to get this thing right. We're going to get it together. We gonna mix it up. We gonna get kind of fly. You and I will be together till the six is nine. That's right. All right, let's go, man. Let's go. All right. Let me see. Oh, and also, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Thanks for coming on through, my brother. Robin Mink says, wait. Carol Chamberlain says, my dad and one of my brothers were Geminis. Happy to say I only saw the good goof twin. Okay. Or did you mean good? Goof good? Okay. I'm going to let you live. Robin Mink says, I have been through things that I thought I wouldn't make it through, but it did make me a lot stronger. Okay. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, found out she was bipolar, paranoid schizo. That'll do it. That bipolar shit, that personality disorder shit, that shit is real. That shit is real. They have you thinking they're going to kill whoever you go around, come around. Oh, and by the way, don't let them be good on a computer or not have a job. You know, like if you're going to deal with a crazy person, make sure that they have job ambitions. If you find yourself a crazy person that don't have nothing but a phone, a laptop, and a whole lot of time during the day, that's your ass. They're going to go through your whole friends list and question you about any woman who comments on any of your posts and all that kind of shit. They're going through all your social media, son. And they will be talking about it like they know. Like, yeah, so the joint, you know, that you mess with named blah, blah, blah. You like, who? Nobody mess with her. They like, They throw it out there. See if you'll catch it. Okay. Oh, Carol did say, I meant the good twin. Okay. I'm about to say, who calls a daddy a goof? Christian Wavy says, back in my day, men would lie and say that they can't have kids. Women would lie and say that they're, oh God. That was back in your day? What day was that? I mean, cherish the day. Won't be afraid. That's a bad look. Yeah. Yeah, the chick that always claimed to be pregnant. Be pregnant every other month. Yeah, I had a miscarriage. I lost the baby. I'm like, I don't know what you did with all them kids. But I know this. You're going to have to answer to the Lord soon. You're going to have to answer to the Lord. Because you ain't right. So, yeah, okay. Let me see what else y'all are talking about. Carol Chamberlain says, I think my prior abuse made me stronger. Man, I could tell you things. Woo! I'm just glad you made it through, Ma. I'm just glad you made it through. And I'm glad it made you stronger. Because for some people, it doesn't make them stronger. Some people, it makes them take their own lives. Serious shit. Jeff Hawkins says, as she was making our breakfast, I was putting my escape route out of her life forever. Dodge that bullet real fast. I hear that. And so Jones says, dealing with phony people as a teenager prepared me for the workforce. Mm-hmm. That's profound, because nobody I've ever dealt with socially has prepared me for the workforce. And that's rap. That's rap. Okay. Narcissus says, and you act, wait a minute, and you act cold towards people you meet because of something that was done to you by some creep. But I said it before, and I'll say it again, that all these are the people that we call friends. And these are the people that we call friends. Friends. Rest in peace, Ecstasy. So, husband. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for not drinking too much. Thanks for not getting high. I'm just saying. If you're a little high, a little drunk, we okay with it. Not saying that that's your thing, but I'm just saying. I want you to know that we're okay with you. Jeff Hawkins says, at Omar. Ooh, yes. Very intelligent. Shaking my, yeah. Yeah. All right. What type of smoothie is this? This is not a smoothie. This is choline cream. This is the kind of stuff that after you get, if you flatlined in the hospital, you drink this shit, you'll come back right back to life. We got collard greens in this Swiss chard. It's red because of the beets. We got chlorella in here. Black seed. Turmeric. We got celery in here. We got tomatoes. I said garlic, right? You know what I'm saying? We got, you know, make sure we keep the vampires away. We got cucumbers in here. We got radishes in here. Radish, you know, good to have a little radish in case, you know, in case you catch a fraggle. You know, fraggles love radish. You know, remember Fraggle Rock? They always ate radish. You always ate radish. Radish is good for you. We got a little turnip in here too. Got a little turnip. What else? I went kind of light today. But heavy on the leafy vegetables. Heavy on the leafy vegetables. I mean, that type of thing. A little spinach in here too. A little spinach. You season it up. It's like drinking a salad. Shit tastes good more for. But this will keep you right. Fellas, this will keep your thing hard. You know, men will drink anything. They'll drink piss if you tell them to keep their dick hard. But it will. Keep your dick hard. Women, this will make your twat wet. And it'll make it tight, too. But that could be a disadvantage, you know what I mean? I have a nigga coming in like, he won't even be able to count to 120. He'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, shit. All right.11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That's how I tell you. You drink this shit. Ladies, this is snapper juice for you. Maybe I start calling it virility mix. All y'all cold fish females out there, y'all drink this shit. Nah, man, you be in the mood. Whispers in that shit. This is what I do to get you in the mood. Colon ring, baby. Call me for the recite. The recite recipe. The recite. So I don't know what the hell is going on here. Is this Sesame Street? I'm telling you. That nigga had to back up off of you. I had to back up off a bit and put the twat down. Shit is tight and wet. Yo, I'm almost bust now. Yo, what you doing? That shit wasn't like that before. What you doing? What you doing, my chill? I said chill. Griffin Wavy said, I used to love Fraggle Rock. You know that was that shit, baby. Fraggle Rock is the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm Gobo Mokey. Uber. Gobo Mokey. Wembley. Goober Red. It's Gobo Mokey. Gobo Mokey. Gobo Mokey Wembley Goober Red. Gobo Mokey Wembley Goober Red. Gobo Mokey. Mokey, Wembley, Booberet. Anyway, I used to love me some Fraggle Rock, man. Used to watch that shit just before I went to school every day. Robbie Ming says, my niece is a man abuser. Oh, shit, that ain't funny. Cal Chambers talking some Omar LOL, really? I'm just saying. Niggas. Niggas. Shit keep you right. Shit keep you right, son. Chris the Wavy thought some. What's happening here? Carry the two. Ah! Jim Hawkins says Fraggle Rock rock. See, we all watch that shit. You know that Jim Henson was a genius? Shout out to the Doozers. Remember the Doozers? They was always building shit. The Doozers. Shout out to the Doozers. No, she said, she's kicking you out. She's kicking you out after the second pullout. Now, she ain't going nowhere. She's going to get her 2 minutes worth. That's when it takes 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes to bust off in 2 minutes. And all because of this. So you and her drink it at the same time, this would be better than Henny. See, that's how a lot of couples mess up. He drinking the Henny, she drinking the Grey Goose, or vice versa. And shit don't mix. All right, y'all. But yeah. 319-527-6199. The Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show. When experience does not make you stronger. I mean, experience is supposed to make you stronger. It's supposed to be the best teacher. But sometimes experience can knock you on your ass. It can stifle you. It can make you hesitant. It can make you suspicious of people's motives. Yeah, I've been around liars all the time, so I think everybody lies. I've been around thieves all my life, so I think everybody steals. I've been around cheaters all my life, so I think everybody cheats. So once the opportunity presents itself, then they're going to do it because that's what human beings do. Everybody thinks, well, most people think that whatever their experience is, that's how the rest of the world is. That's how life goes. But it's not true. Once you change what's going on inside of you, you start to change what's going on around you too. Because your energy is different. So people start to treat you different. So yeah, your experience can make you stronger, but only if you can turn your negative experiences into something positive. If you can build on them. I mean, even if your main goal is just to keep other people from being hurt, so you have learned to become the protector, well, that's a good thing. Many people have taken the experiences that they have had, and they have protected other people from those experiences. Like people who have been abused, they've become advocates. People who have been on drugs, they've become advocates and counselors. Like people who have been abducted or people who have been sex trafficked, things like that. And they became advocates. They became rescuers. They've been able to turn their negative experiences into some kind of positive experiences. And that's a good thing. Ralka, you know what I'm saying? Where we at, though? Okay. Robbie Ming says, I do my colon ream. Okay. That's what's up. Carol Taylor says, I guess they have to drink the same thing. Yeah, that's right, Cal. Got to drink the same thing. Got to drink the same thing, man. Colon ream. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers. 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy. Wait a minute. To the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I want to thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
How are you?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you say wah 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 wah? Nah, you a muffled city.
Really?
Can't say it's my phone. This is not a celly. Can't hear.
Give me one second.
Hear nothing.
You can't hear me?
You sound, I can hear you a little bit, but you sound muffled, and I don't think anybody else will be able to hear you.
Okay, give me a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Narcel says, some experiences are permanently paralyzing, like debating on jumping from a burning building. Your colon ream is green? That's what's up, bro. I bet you if you put a beat in that thing be red.
Is this better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Glad you came by. What's good?
Yeah, you were speaking. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. It's all about you.
I am one of those people who had bad experiences, and it most certainly did make me stronger. As a matter of fact, most people would never believe that I've been through some of the stuff that I've been through. However, one of the things we need to look at is when you have someone who's been through some stuff, some bad experiences, it's made them stronger. So now they become the person who's a healer. And they run into someone else who had bad experiences, but it did not make them stronger. So then you have a situation where the people that they're trying to help heal, because they, you know, they feel like, oh, I want to be an advocate, and they're trying to advocate for people, for folks, and those same people are trying to drag them down because their response to their experiences was not to be stronger, but to just say fuck it.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a major problem. Now, why is it that one experience of the same type of experience makes one stronger, and it makes the other one, you know, more problematic, or even resistant to healing or helping?
I think it depends on the age. I think it depends on the age of the person when they were going through those experiences, like, you know, what was going on in their lives at the time that they had those bad experiences. Some folks just can't recover, and then some people realize that they're taking you down with them, or at least they're trying to, because they resent your strength. And other people do not realize that they're trying to take you down with them.
Mhm. You don't think they notice that? You don't think they know that they are trying to take you down with them?
Some people don't.
Okay.
Some people don't. You know, some people are so damaged, you know, but they're so damaged, but they still have a lot of love, and so all they focus on is the love that they have for you, and not the toxic behavior that they exhibit because of their bad experiences, you know, and how it affects the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay attention to how they don't realize how their depressive episodes affects the people around them. And then you have those who are very aware and almost purposeful. It's like, you know, I know I got some shit with me, and I'm not okay, or I'm not completely okay, and I don't like the fact that you're okay. What the hell are you doing so happy? What the hell are you doing so, you know, even keeled?
Yeah. That's a problem. Major.
Yeah. It definitely is. That was my experience. Certainly not with everybody, but a couple of people where they were like, you're my emotional hero, but at the same time, I don't want you to do better than me emotionally and mentally. So this is what we're going to do. And then when I didn't allow that to go but so far, they, to this day, they're resentful of the fact that I'm still so happy and I still have so much love to give and I still advocate for other people.
So, all right. Think about people, or think about somebody that you know that may have had a lot of experience, that may have had a lot of experience with failure. Like, they haven't been able to complete the things that they really wanted to do in their lives. They haven't been able to go where they wanted to go. They haven't been able to compete in certain races or competitions or whatever. They haven't been able to place well in areas where they may have been good, but they just didn't have what it took in order to take the crown. They weren't able to get the ultimate prize. Now, for some people that may compel them to find another way to try to win, and they may stay the course. For other people, that may be the nail in the coffin and the thing that makes them stop altogether, or the thing that just demoralizes them to the point where they feel like they've wasted all of their time. Okay, for example, speaking of wasted their time, you know, I've heard a lot. I used to hear women say all the time after a relationship didn't go the way they wanted it to go, especially if they had been together for years. 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever the case may be, and then they break up and they be like, I just wasted all these years with you. Why is it a waste? That doesn't sound like they've gained strength from that.
Well, they didn't.
Okay.
They didn't gain strength from that. I personally don't believe that it's a waste. I think that every relationship, whether it's a successful one or not, is a lesson. It's a lesson, it teaches you something about yourself. It teaches you something about people in general. It teaches you something about relationships as a whole, you know, just how people interact with one another, maybe about that other person. I've never understood when somebody said, I've literally never understood when someone said, oh, I wasted, this time. Have I ever felt like, wow, I spent a lot of time and invested a lot of time in this person just for it to falter? Yeah, but I didn't feel like that time was wasted because I know what I learned. And some of the stuff you learn right away, and some of the stuff you don't realize until you have to apply it later on.
Yeah. So, in the life of let's say a 75-year-old person, what would you say is a hold on a minute.
Vehicle warranty, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it gets you on the wrong right away. You have the whole two
pickups. Yeah.
You get that fancy stuff.
Okay. Okay. So you ready? All right. What are you? All right. What are you? Okay, good looking. All right. I'll be right out. All right. We're going to end the show. That's it.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. That was great. Call in again.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, but before we go, I'm going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious August 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the number one out the box, Chinasa Sandra. Happy birthday to you, and also Fatima Cohen, turning 47 years old today. Happy birthday to you, and Tamika Briscoe. Happy birthday to you, and Yvette Irving, turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday to you, and my girl, Davina D.D. Davis Norris. Happy birthday to you. That's my girl right there, even though she's a Patriots fan. And Danelli D.C.'s. Happy birthday to you, and I guess that's Danelle. Okay, and Goody M.H., turning 54 years old today, and Hope Clark, happy birthday to you, and Timitope Adelaye, think she's African? I think so, turning 31 years old today, and Princess Versi Hewlett, turning 44, bow, 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 yeah, and also Juanita Mitchell, turning 40. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. And Victor Mims, turning 61 years old today. And my girl, Aisha T. Green. Aisha. Happy birthday to you. And Kes Meniheru, turning 55 years old today. And my girl, going all the way back to the 1985, got my girl. Go get a Devonna Cotman Bonner. Happy birthday to you, Davana, and my girl, Lisa Marie. And last but not least, Queen Matu Mayini, Monica Davis, Queen Monica Davis. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm turning 51 years. You know why? Because she's a 1970 baby. With the blind, with the cripple, with the I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it to the damn, rock out. Rock on it to do the damn, rock out. Rock on it to the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, peep this game. For the fame, you can have some negative experiences, and they can really beat you down or make you really hang around. They can lift you up higher, higher, and higher, or they can drop you down to the ground like a head pound. Whatever doesn't kill you or make you stronger, don't take that literally. That's more like a figurative thing. That's more like a figurative. Live your life, baby. Live your life. What doesn't kill you will teach you something. Whether it makes you stronger or not, you'll decide that. Because people who want to become stronger find ways to become stronger. And people who give up, well, we ain't going to dish today. What we not going to do, we ain't going to dish. We all have different experiences. And our experiences have made us who we are today. Whatever kind of man or woman you are today, all of your experiences collectively have made you what you are today. Revel in that. Live that. Love yourself and love your surroundings. Love everything around you because you're down. And everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Live your life. We will see y'all tomorrow. We'll be back with another Daily Go Get a Business show. This has been an installment of the Urban Therapy with Sun Show Crux. I'm continuing from yesterday. Love is love, man. If y'all haven't liked the show yet, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so let me get out of here. We got to handle a little business. All right, so for my blog talkers, I'm going to get on back and like,